Live, you can bring up what you want. We're here, and it is the live election night edition of the program. We haven't really mentioned any of the results. I can't stand. Thank goodness Mark's not here, by the way. He was coming back from D.C., and I guess I got a late start today. Probably were up late partying or something like that after the third-party debates. He went down for the final third-party debate last night. But he called me earlier today saying he wasn't going to be able to make it on time tonight, and we're now into the third hour of the show, and he still hasn't come. So I presume that means he's not showing at all.
I don't think he's going to make it tonight.
I presume that means he's not showing at all, and that's good, because whenever it's an election night, Mark is constantly harping over the results. Like, even though it's now 9 o'clock Eastern time, and the polls haven't even closed in California yet, he's constantly, like, checking what, oh, there's 0% of reporting, what's it say, and, like, wants to talk about it on the air, and I totally don't care about what percentage it is and where, who's reporting where. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. It'll only matter a little bit later on once it's all done and tallied. And even then, it won't matter because, as you know, we pointed out, whoever
it
wins,
still doesn't
we
matter.
Lose. You know, whoever yep. wins at the national level, we're all going to lose out. So I don't know. Maybe we'll check in later toward the end of the show and give you an update or something like that. But it's just so premature to say who's so according to 6%, 6% of the polling locations are reporting back, and it looks like Romney's got it.
There's only been a handful of races that I've asked either of you about.
Yeah.
All of them local races. And
well, right, those numbers are in. Like here in the Keene area.
Most of them are. Yeah, well, the one in Keene, your race in Keene, the results
yep.
are in. We can't find countywide results, so I have no clue how I'm doing. And then when we last checked, Mark Warden, who is, in my opinion, the best state rep in New Hampshire, possibly the best state rep in the country.
Mm-hmm.
No results were in for his race yet.
Yeah, I am interested in finding out what happens with Mark Warden. Mark Warden is a great liberty activist. He's a Free State Project participant. If you've listened to the show for even a short period of time, you've probably heard his advertisement. He's been an advertiser with Free Talk Live for quite a while now.
Porcupine Real Estate.
He does Porcupine Real Estate, yep.
And you're looking for some real estate.
Mark Warden does a great job, and
yes.
And you know, he's a good realtor, and he's a great activist, and was really a principled guy in the New Hampshire State Legislature, which is one of the reasons why the Democrats at a national level targeted his campaign to take him out.
The number one guy in New Hampshire to take out.
I don't know if he was number one. They only chose two races in New Hampshire, and he was one of two. So they decided that of all the races in the whole country, Mark Warden was one of 60 races nationwide that they were targeting to take him out. So that's going to be a real important, you know, I guess, indicator of the, you know, Free State Project and the success, and, you know, whether that's going to continue rolling forward, which whether or not Mark does or not, people are going to keep moving here, and things are going to roll forward. But hopefully he will win, and he'll win decisively. But we'll keep you in the loop on that if we learn more about it. You mentioned my race, Daryl. I was running for state rep as a Libertarian candidate in a race against two Democrats in a Democratic city. Keene, if you're a Democrat, you win. That's pretty much how it works. The numbers are coming back. There were a couple of Republican challengers to some of the Democrats in a couple of the wards in
but
Keene.
But not in your district.
Correct.
In the district in which you were running.
The Republicans got trashed, as they normally do. In my case, I was running in all of Keene against these two Democrats, one of whom was less than popular compared to the other Democrat, but they still both took it away. The final results are in, and of the total votes cast, I got about 10%. But I don't think that's the right way to look at it.
That's of ballots cast in that race.
In that race, right.
You know, total ballots cast, we know that there were a lot of undervotes because
people who didn't vote in that race.
Well, during one of the commercial segments, someone came over with numbers from one particular ward.
Mm-hmm.
And rattled off, 1,900 undervotes or blanks in that particular ward for state rep?
That's really disturbing.
Yeah.
Does that mean that that the whole thing was left blank, or that
no, just in that particular race, and it was
race,
vote for two,
meaning that those people voted for zero of two.
They either voted for zero of two or one of two.
That's why this race is so hard to really call or calculate the numbers on. So, like, when I ran the numbers, if you look at, for instance, because it's a three-person, or it's a three people running for two seats, so one guy ran away with it. He got, like, 7,000-something votes.
He got 52%.
Yeah, he ran away with it. And then the other guy got like 5,500 and something votes, and I got 1,400, almost 1,500 votes. So if you take me and the other guy, you add our vote totals together, because again, people could vote for two,
right,
and then you do the appropriate division, I got about 20% of the total, not the total amount of votes, but of the people who could have voted, 20% voted for me. So saying 10% voted for me is less accurate.
Yes.
It looks like about one out of five people voted for me.
Yes.
Today.
You lost me.
Sorry, man. It looks like about one out of five people voted for me today. Does that make sense?
Sure.
There you go. So, you know, I guess, you know, you've been paying attention to elections, Daryl. Normally they say that your first election out, you lose every single time.
Most of the time, yes.
Yes, yes. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I think if you keep at it, you probably will do better and better.
A lot of it has to do, not necessarily with just the person being a first-time candidate,
mm-hmm.
but who they're running against, what the office is, what the circumstances are.
Had there been a Republican in the race, I probably would have gotten the typical Libertarian results, I would guess. Which would be much more dismal.
Probably, yes.
So, yeah, you're right. There's no real way to say this would be better next time because they might put a Republican in and then I might not stand a chance.
Yeah, if you were running as a Republican, who's to say if you wouldn't have got 25%?
Or maybe I would have gotten less. I mean, maybe I got some Democrat and independent votes who wouldn't have voted for me if I had run as a Republican. There's no real way to know how it would all shake out. But, you know, at the same time, one out of five, that's not terrible for somebody who really has kind of a, you know, as far as the political system is concerned, and as
a
far
very
as,
divisive, polarizing personality.
Yeah, I'm not just some, you know, nobody who showed up and threw his hat into
some
the race.
Some random guy that's a Libertarian.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on the radio in the area. I've got, you know, freekeen.com is my website, and I've been in the news a lot in this area. So I guess, you know, to some extent that helps my notoriety, but could also, it certainly does not endear me to the people who love the state, the people who love the system, the people who are totally enamored with the status quo. Are less than happy that I am involved in the political process.
And while out campaigning today at the polls, I actually spoke with one of my two opponents,
mm-hmm.
Because only one of my two opponents actually spoke to me during the entire campaign. And, you know, she's always been very friendly,
mm-hmm.
although today she did tell me, you need to leave this ward because you're pulling votes away from me. If I'm going to win, I need all of the votes out of here.
I wonder how she determined that.
She did some calculations because she's run for county office mm-hmm. in the past for a different office. And she knows how many votes she's received in the county races previously.
I see.
Comparing that to how many votes the current 19-term incumbent has received, even though this 19-term incumbent has not had a opponent in the last dozen years. She's saying, all right, so if 2,500 people that voted for me for this other office previously didn't vote for me this time, but everybody else did, I would still win this race. So, like, you know, she's comparing apples to oranges.
There's always so many question marks in these political campaigns. Oh, one other thing.
But I told her, I said, regardless of who wins or loses, you know, if it's you or if it's the other one, you guys are both going to blame me as being the spoiler.
Yeah, of course. The Libertarian always gets that.
So I stayed there even longer just to prove a point.
855-453. By the way, I didn't really do any campaigning, and I got one out of five, so that's not bad. And I don't think I would have done that much better had I spent a lot of time and money on campaigning. More coming up. You can take control, share your thoughts, your observations, not voting. We'll get back into that here in a moment. You can also bring us anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is November 6, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1692.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1734.92, $867.46 for a half ounce, or $433.73 for a quarter ounce. $1734.92, $867.46, and $433.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have there for you. We give them away. Once again, freetalklive.com. It is the live election edition of the program here tonight. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. It does not have to be election-related, but certainly we've been talking quite a bit about certainly some of the shenanigans that have been happening at various different election locations across the country, but mostly here in New Hampshire because that's where we are and that's what we were experiencing today. Hey, are you tired of the general preparedness and survival advice with no reason or context behind it? Do you think the single scenario focus of survivalists on TV shows is silly? With all the fear hyping, do you sometimes wonder about the reality of historical and potential disaster situations? There's a book that can help you understand what might happen, how it might affect you and those you care about, and what you can do about it. It's called Strategic Survival, and you can go to strategicsurvival.com to get your copy. Johnny Ray, you've taken a look closely at this book. What were your thoughts on it?
That's right. I was going to jump in and say, Ian, you may recall that I had a few words to say about this last week, and I had a bit of trouble getting them out, but what I wanted to say was that we all know that there's danger out there. It's a dangerous world, political upheaval, all sorts of madness. The book gives you some knowledge, so you don't just have to be worried about that stuff and feel like you're naked in front of it. Mm. Even if you're not a hardcore prepper, you read this book and you know what to do. Maybe you see something on sale. Maybe you see a septic tank on sale, and you say to yourself, "Hey, I could cash a freaking go-kart in there, and I can, you know, and I can get around in the zombie apocalypse." The zombie apocalypse, I don't think, is covered in the in survival scenarios.
But they do cover a number of scenarios. StrategicSurvival.com is where you can go to get it. It covers budgeting, by the way, as well as schedule-friendly solutions ranging from equipment and improvisational ideas that you can carry with you to more permanent infrastructure. And with the knowledge in Strategic Survival and other material that it references, and by taking some simple action to prepare, you can turn fear and worry into confidence and peace. And isn't that what you're looking for? You're not looking to keep being scared by a bunch of survival TV shows. You're looking to have the peace of mind necessary to know that you're prepared. You can go to strategicsurvival.com. So we've been talking about voting, elections, etc., and we kind of touched on the idea of non-voting here. I've got an article that I spotted pop up on Facebook. And, of course, anytime around an election, the Liberty community starts posting all kinds of things about voting. And some people support it, as I do, because I think that it's a viable defense in a lot of ways against aggressors and a way to select rulers that will be less violent. I'm not interested in consenting to the state. I don't consent to it, but I understand that the election process is not going to go away tomorrow just because we decide not to participate in it, and so therefore I'm willing to participate. Not only that, I've seen the election process result, at least here in New Hampshire, in real liberty-minded activists getting elected, which has resulted directly in very positive legislation that has, for instance, enshrined jury nullification in the courtrooms. That's going to be going into effect in January.
It was huge.
The withdrawal of the knife ban that they had here in New Hampshire, among other things, a budget cut, which hasn't happened in any other state. So, to me, it's a proven case that elections and the voting system can work. But not everybody believes that. Joe Sobrin is somebody who doesn't, and he writes in his article, How to Vote for Liberty. Says it's going down to the wire. I'm trailing in the polls, and if you listen to conventional wisdom, it's time for me to go all out, to mobilize my base and my write-in campaign for the presidency of the United States. Instead, I'm adopting a new strategy that can't lose. I am withdrawing from the race. I thank my followers for their backing and encouragement, and I'm not going to try and throw their support to another candidate. I'm asking them not to vote at all. I want to immobilize my base. I don't want to be the most powerful man on earth. There's no such thing as being worthy of the office, an office that now includes the power to murder countless people. The American political system is far beyond repair. Abstaining from voting is an honorable way of refusing to participate in the organized coercion that is government. The 2004, this is an old article, election is said to be about turnout. Exactly. In the few days that remain, I will try to depress turnout. I will consider every vote that isn't cast as a vote of support for me, or rather for the liberty that I want for all of us. Well, that's cool. I'm glad he wants to consider those things. But in reality, you don't know why people aren't voting. They certainly aren't voting for because they support you. They're voting. They're not voting if they're not voting for their own reasons. And we went over some of these on the show last night. One of the major reasons is people don't like their choices. That's the reason why they're not voting in the national elections. Another reason why is they're busy. They're just too busy. People have other things to do, and this is not critical to them. They realize probably that voting for Tweedledee or Tweedledum is not going to significantly change things, so why bother? It's typical of politicians to believe that, oh, well, people voted for me because I support X, Y, and Z. It's like I said earlier, I supported secession in my campaign, but I don't know if that's why people voted for me. They might have just voted for me because I wasn't that other guy.
You're not that guy.
Voting for the establishment candidate, says Sobrin, is notoriously a choice of evils. Refusing to vote is a positive statement that you choose not to endorse any evil. I would agree with that much. That much is true, and I voted none of the above in this particular election for the presidential race.
As did I.
Voting is worse than futile, though, he says. It's immoral. A single vote can't make any difference except rarely in a local election. I'm glad he gives me that one because that's true. It has happened in local elections in New Hampshire where a election was won by a vote.
A single vote.
Or at least a few votes. That's happened. So I'm glad he at least grants that one. He says it's like a grain of sand in the Sahara. And I agree with him on a national level. Absolutely, that's true. But elections...
He goes back to the voting is immoral. Well, and most people that say voting is immoral will then say, well, it's wrong for me, but it might be, you know, maybe you don't think it's wrong for you, but I still think it's immoral. Well, morals aren't subjective.
That's an interesting conversation to get into, whether morals are subjective or not. I tend to agree that they
Rape
shouldn't.
Is always wrong.
It absolutely is, except to the rapist. I mean, I'm not saying that it's right. I think it's a horrible crime. And most people think it's a horrible crime. But if most people thought differently, then you wouldn't have said that, right? So it really just depends on what the common view is on
these
things.
Rape is always wrong because there is a victim who has been harmed in a very intimate way. No, it's worse than if I punch you in the face. Yeah, that's wrong.
And that's always
but
wrong.
But it's not as, you know... Society does not view that as badly as if I raped you.
Mm-hmm.
Both of which are wrong, both of which are immoral.
And they're wrong and immoral for the same reasons, absolutely.
Right.
But the reason we feel like those things are wrong and immoral is because that's the common view of things, and that's, you know, the way it is.
Well, that might be why most people see those as immoral. Because there's a tangible victim, you know, there's an identifiable victim.
Right, right. And we can come back here with more if you'd like. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves, more about the subjectivity or not of morality, voting as well. We can come back with all of those things, your calls, at 855-450-FREE. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40, with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You take control. It is the election night edition of the program. We're talking about voting, which actually has ended up changing into a conversation, at least briefly here, about morality and whether or not it's subjective. But first, I want to let you know that SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one, and they do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Now, SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See SACL's banner at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Now, to the question about morality and whether it's subjective or not, morality is very defined in our world, and I'm not trying to change that. I believe the same things that you do about why things are wrong,
right?
Because they interfere with another human being's right to life or property or happiness and those sorts of things. If you're, being that we are all created equal, it's one of the kind of the fundamental tenets of what makes things right and wrong. We've come up with good rules and sensible provisions about how humans should interact with one another. But if things were different, then the ideas around morality would be different. So in some cases, might in certain societies where violence is more prevalent, for instance, might make right. That might be the moral code under which they live, where it would be completely moral to use force to coerce other human beings.
I would say that that's the ethical code in which they live.
Tell me more about that.
Well, most people think that morals and ethics are the same thing. Morality is a constant. Morality does not change just because societal norms may dictate one way or the other.
That's basically what we're arguing here, though, right? I mean, I've got the dictionary definition of moral pulled up, and definition one of pertaining to or concerned with the principles or rules of right conduct or the distinction between right and wrong, semicolon, ethical. So, I mean, even the dictionary thinks that the there isn't a difference between those two. It's used as a synonym.
The last time I was on the show and we talked about morals, I think it was maybe the first show I was on, mm-hmm. I did a definition search myself and came up with something like that, and that is pretty vague to me.
Yeah.
It's pretty subjective, and it doesn't do a lot for me.
All of it's subjective based on how we define these things as a, you know, collective, as a society. And I think that we've done a good job of defining what's right and what's wrong for the right reasons,
right,
and all that. I'm just saying that it's all up to us what we determine what is moral. I don't think that there's anything out there outside of us that determines that. We made those decisions.
What is government, Ian?
It's the collective manifestation of humans' beliefs that it's okay at some level to actually aggress against other people. So we haven't gone far enough as far as defining our morality, right? Like, because we all know that on an individual basis, it's wrong for me to stick a gun in your face and take something from
yes.
you. It's wrong for me to force myself upon you sexually or in any way. We get that as individuals. But most people don't get that when it comes to groups. They don't see that. They don't see it as a problem. I was talking with one of the guys at the election location today, and he was talking about how I'm against taxes, and therefore I'm against government. And I was explaining to him that, no, I'm against coercion. If you've got a good program, you should be able to fund it on a voluntary basis. And he couldn't get it through his head what that meant. He believes that government is the way we fund things that are important. He believes that government and taxes are the only viable methods for funding things like education, things that he considers important. So to him, it's completely moral.
Was that the guy that started saying something to me about my vehicle being unregistered? He's like, well,
I didn't hear that conversation.
We've got to have roads. And I said, I pay fuel tax. That's what pays for the roads.
Yeah.
Government, such as it is.
I don't know if it's the same guy.
Government is violence.
That's right.
And you should
But it exists because of people's beliefs. Because if people didn't, like you, what you were saying before, is if people change their beliefs, voting won't matter anymore, right? If people change their beliefs about government and they realize that it's violence and they don't want anything to do with it anymore, then everything will change because government is an outward manifestation of human beings' mistaken beliefs about morality, that it's okay to coerce people if you just have 51%. Essentially, we do have a collectively, the belief that might does make right. Most people won't say that, but they'll put it in terms of, well, if 51% of people vote for it, it's completely okay to, you know, rape you.
And not necessarily even 51%, but if the plurality
yeah.
of people vote this way.
This is kind of a, you know, I guess a metaphysical or spiritual perspective, you know, to look inside oneself and realize that what is outside of one is essentially a manifestation of what is inside. Whatever inner turmoil one is experiencing becomes real in the outward reality. Now, we all have moved beyond the idea of aggressing against our neighbors. We understand that government is violence, but ultimately in society, in the world, that hasn't happened yet. And things take time to change, and hopefully we'll see those changes manifest over our lifespan. But ultimately, the reason why Barack Obama and Mitt Romney exist and these other thugs that, you know, are in charge of different countries around the world is because people believe a certain way, and they allow these things to happen. We're creating the reality.
And, Johnny Ray, I understand that, you know, there's not
many people that you can vote for that will actually try to reduce the aggression of the government. That's why I do this. I'm fairly certain Ian does, and a lot of other people do. They only vote in self-defense. Of let me give you an example. Let's just say that me and Ian are both running to be dictator of Johnny Rayland. And Ian says that he will only beat the residents of Johnny Rayland 3 times a week. And I say, you know what? The people of Johnny Rayland, they're not doing what we need them to do. So, you know, the beatings will continue until morale improves.
Daily.
So, daily. And I'll hire extra bureaucrats to make sure that daily beatings happen.
Now, there were just three of us.
What's that?
I thought there were just three of us. Where did bureaucrats come from?
I hire them.
Because the bureaucrats, outside. That ruined my
solution. Hold on. So, do you vote for me, who will make sure that you are beaten daily until your morale improves, or do you vote for Ian, who will not beat you as often?
And does voting mean that you consent to being beaten?
I would wait. Someone will beat you.
I'd wait for you to start swinging, and then I'd be on you like a hurricane.
Someone will beat you, regardless.
Now I'll go down
swinging.
It's
either going to be 3 times a week or every day.
Well, that's a very brave thing to say, Johnny Ray, and obviously you're creating
voting,
a ridiculous...
By voting, I'm saying it's okay for this... By voting, I'm accepting the choice, and I don't think that choice is legitimate. There's other...
So you would turn in a blank ballot on that one?
I'd dig a hole in the sand. Wait, are we on a desert island?
I don't know. Where is Johnny Rayland?
I would either flee or fight. But I wouldn't vote. Voting's for losers.
You know, what you're saying is kind of a reflection of the I'm a badass non-voter perspective, which I hear frequently in the Liberty Movement.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sick of it, because if the people who talk so tough about not voting actually wanted to flee or fight, wanted to do something significant to oppose the state, they should stop paying taxes. I mean, if all the purported anarchists who are out there talking tough talk about how awesome they are for not voting, hey, why don't you do something that's really going to stick it to the state and don't pay them your hard-earned money? Take that and make your life better.
We do that. We do that here in New Hampshire. Hold on. Never take a plea.
Plant your own food. You're dodging the
question. Plant your own food. Make your own fuel.
Uh-huh. But what about not paying taxes? Most people still pay income tax and things like that. All the while they claim, I'm not voting, I'm an anarchist. Free Talk Live.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time maybe for you and your thoughts at 855-453. It is the election night edition of the program. And we have yet to give you any kind of update on this election because I think it's silly to really do these updates.
Goldman Sachs wins.
Yeah. That you can count on, for sure. Whoever wins, we lose. And at this point, according to Politico.com, with an undefined amount of, you know, undefined amount of election percentage locations reporting here, Mitt Romney is ahead of Barack Obama. But anything can change.
With 153 electoral votes to Obama's 123, and I just saw where the AP has called Pennsylvania for Obama.
But it doesn't say here what percentages are reporting or whatever. It's way too early to call anything at all. Let's go. Speaking of calls here, we're going to go back to your phone calls here in a moment. I don't think we've quite... We're certainly still in the middle of the voting discussion. But let's go to... we got Corey listening in Meadville, Pennsylvania on FM. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, so I was thinking about early as far as the whole idea of not voting in terms of, I kind of had this idea that if, let's say, you convinced a large majority of people number of the population to vote, but vote for just indiscriminate independence, I think by that way we get enough of them into every level of government. I mean, I think we probably have a better chance of something being done differently than from the two established parties, because they're so much in bed with the different corporations and the wealthy elite who fund them that they're all these buffers who they're accountable to before they are to the people who've actually voted them in. And they
you're talking about a national level?
No, I mean every level of government. I think I mean, especially for national level of government, but for other levels of government, I think if random independents were voted in, and maybe not in a mayoral, you know, race or something like that, or, you know, picking just a random
independents
person
on the ballot is a struggle, yeah. Let alone getting people to vote for those independents.
Yeah, I think that, you know, what you're saying is a fine idea in theory, and maybe we'll see Gary Johnson break the 1% threshold here tonight with the election as far as the national results. And if Johnson can make 1%, Daryl and I are like, whoa, this is a big deal, because it hasn't happened in 30 years.
32 years since the LP got 1%.
Yeah, the Libertarian Party has been just floundering around, and, you know, maybe they'll actually make it this time. Who knows? But we'll see. But
going back to getting, you know, just random independents or minor party candidates elected, if the U.S. had ballot access like what they have in Canada and the U.K.,
yeah,
to where every party has the same path to the ballot, file just, you know, a small amount of signatures, and it's kind of like a filing fee, but they call it a deposit,
mm-hmm,
to where if you reach a certain vote threshold, you get that money back after,
wow,
the election. You know, that way it deters the joke candidates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless that joke candidate, Vermin Supreme, had $1,000 to spend to get on the ballot here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So theoretically, you know, he would be like, yeah, here's my $1,000, here's my 100 signatures, I'm on the ballot. You know, so having the same path to the ballot for everyone.
But all of what you're proposing has an incredible cost. I mean, as far as you would never be able to get there on the national level. There's nobody who's going to propose legislation like that. The Republicans and Democrats aren't going to put themselves in any kind of jeopardy.
They don't want to propose that at the state level here in New Hampshire.
No. It's ridiculous.
Despite the fact that Vermont has the same path to the ballot for all parties. If you're organized, you're automatically on the ballot.
Yeah. So, Corey, you know, what you're saying is a fine idea, but like a lot of people who have ideas for how to change the government, it's just not likely to ever occur. Like, there's no mechanism that will make that happen. You would be reliant upon the Republicans and Democrats to clear that path in order to make that even a remote possibility to make those elections occur.
And Pennsylvania, where Corey is, has absolutely horrible ballot access laws.
The only real viable solution, as we've seen in New Hampshire, is New Hampshire, where people get together and focus their activism in one area, and then and what we have seen here is an actual level of success of having the Republican Party being kind of infiltrated from the inside. Like the Ron Paul guys around the country have been trying to do this, but they've been failing miserably. But here in New Hampshire, they're actually making some headway at it. And that's because of the concentration factor. But if you never concentrate your activism, you'll never get anywhere. You'll just spin your wheels, you'll run up your head up against a brick wall, and it'll be really frustrating. And eventually you'll give up and just go on to do something else with your life. Any other thoughts, Corey?
Yeah, I guess just sort of moving a lot further. I mean, there is also the thing of write-in, and what we have that now that we don't, that we didn't have, like, let's say a decade or a couple of decades ago, is we have easier ways to reach mass numbers of the American public, that we don't need to rely on the media, which are, you know, a lot of times leaning or controlled by political parties or political leanings in some way or another.
That's true.
And so, I mean, so, you know, in similar ways, into, I mean, it would be in a less stressed or violent way, let's say, that we're talking about Tunisia or Egypt or something like that, that kind of revolution. But we can still use those same pathways to have a different kind of revolution take place within the United States.
What do you envision?
I guess, I mean, just sort of a way of trying to reach people, you know, YouTube, Facebook, social networking, media,
what do you
and
want
all
them
those
to do?
Different things. And, well, even if you encourage them to giving them a list of write-ins and saying, because it's not even just the thing of getting independents on the ballot as much as it is to stop voting for the two major stock parties that, I mean, that, you know, they're.
You're talking about mounting
things.
A national write-in campaign through social media?
Yes.
Daryl, you're the election expert in the room. What do you think about that?
35 states require write-in declaration forms.
Meaning?
Meaning that the candidate
for president or the slate of electors for that presidential candidate must file paperwork with the Secretary of State or Election Commission saying, we are this slate of electors for candidate so-and-so. There are five states that do not allow write-in votes at all.
Yow.
10 states do not have declarations of intent, New Hampshire being one of those states, meaning that all write-in votes are technically supposed to be valid, but as we've seen here in New Hampshire and I've seen in Pennsylvania and Alabama, they generally list write-in votes as scattered.
Mm.
So mounting a national write-in campaign for a presidential candidate is something that would take tremendous time and effort. And if that person was, you know, very serious and had the support, then that person could probably get on the ballot with not much more effort.
So you're not totally shooting down the idea, but it wouldn't really be significantly different from running as a Libertarian candidate on all in all states.
It would be different than running as a Libertarian. It would be not much different than running as the Peace and Freedom Party nominee, who is only on the ballot in three states and a write-in in 29.
Corey, thanks for the call, man. I don't mean to shoot down your dreams. By all means, attempt to pursue it and let us know what happens. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Anthony listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. It's just the system is built to prevent these sorts of things.
Yeah.
The system is built to, you know, enshrine the two parties.
Well, the system is manipulated by the two parties.
Right. And they're not going to change
and
that.
And I write about that in Duopoly, so if anybody wants to get a copy of that.
They're not going to change it. The only thing we can do, how do they get a
Bitcoin Friday is coming up, so if you buy with Bitcoins, you can get 10% off at shop.fpp.cc.
That is your website. That's fpp.cc. Anthony is with us in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Anthony.
Thank you very much. I'd like to say I'm a new listener to the show. Been about 3 weeks in listening. And I really like the show, just kind of fell onto it on XM. And I've noticed, I don't know, about I guess 2 weeks ago, I was, you know, only get 2 hours of the show now on XM. And I was wondering if there's a way I could get the, you know, the first hour, because I missed the first hour.
Yeah.
Being a truck driver, it's hard for me to listen, you know, on my phone. So I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
Well, you can get us online at freetalklive.com. You can listen live via live streaming, or you can listen to the show later via, you know, downloadable archive or podcast.
I use the TuneIn app on my smartphone.
Yep, that's a possibility as well. So if you've got an internet-enabled smartphone, it's pretty easy to get us that way. Of course, you can also contact SiriusXM and ask them to put the show on all 3 hours per night. And I wish we had more time to talk to you, Anthony. Call us another night. Do appreciate hearing from you tonight. And if you are an XM Sirius listener, check me out on Playboy Radio tonight for their election special. I'll be on at 11 o'clock at night Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you tonight.
And Daryl.
And Johnny Ray.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candymaker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.